All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. And today we're going deep on the world of mystery shopping.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, we've got some really cool source material here. It's a guide called What is Mystery Shopping?
Yeah, you know, this is something I think a lot of people have heard of, but like don't really understand, like what's the deal?
Yeah, is it a scam?
Yeah.
Can you actually like
make money?
Make money doing this? Is it a real side hustle?
Right.
So we're going to get into it.
Awesome.
So to start off, I mean, what is this?
Well,
what is mystery shopping?
At its heart, it's about businesses getting an honest look at what their customer experience is like.
Okay.
You know, it's not just about catching employees messing up.
Right.
It's about the whole customer journey from start to finish.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you're going undercover.
Exactly.
But instead of like being a spy,
right,
being like a spy for good service.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Love that.
Okay. So now let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay.
How much money?
How much dough?
Can we make doing this?
Well, the source material here jumps right into that.
Yeah, they do.
Which I appreciate.
Smart move.
Yeah, people want to know.
Yeah.
And the answer is it can be anywhere from $5 to $100 per shop.
Okay.
It really depends on how complex the task is.
That makes sense.
Right? Like if you're just like walking into a store.
Yeah.
And observing staff, you know.
Glancing around.
Yeah, you might get like $5, $10.
Right.
But if you have to like test drive a car.
Ooh.
And go through the whole sales process.
That's more involved.
I could be a lot more.
Right.
So yeah, that's pretty cool.
So like the more time it takes.
Yeah.
The more effort.
The bigger money.
The bigger the payout.
Exactly.
I like it. Okay. So now I'm wondering about the flexibility here.
Okay.
Because our source material mentions that you can work with multiple companies.
You can and you should.
Oh, you should. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're an independent contractor.
Okay.
So you're running your own little business here.
Yeah.
So the more companies you work with,
yeah,
the more opportunities you have.
Okay.
The more shops you can do, the more money you can make.
Right. So working with just one company.
Yeah. You're really limiting yourself.
Limiting yourself. Got it.
So yeah, definitely branch out.
Okay.
Work with as many as you can handle.
Okay, so I'm guessing organization is key here.
Absolutely.
If you're juggling multiple companies.
Yeah, you got to stay on top of things.
You got to stay organized.
There are actually apps and tools designed specifically for mystery shoppers.
Oh, cool.
Help manage assignments,
okay,
track earnings, all that good stuff.
So that's key.
Definitely.
Okay, so I'm looking through the source material here.
Okay.
And something caught my eye.
What's that?
You can do this from home.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
So these are called like phone shops, web shops, virtual shops, you know, like, instead of physically going to a store.
Yeah.
You might be evaluating customer service over the phone.
Oh.
Maybe you're browsing a website and, you know, seeing how easy it is to navigate.
So you're like a website tester.
Yeah, kind of.
Cool.
But the principles are the same.
Okay.
You get your instructions, you gather your information, you submit a detailed report.
Interesting.
Yep.
So basically you're giving the business owner like a glimpse,
yeah,
into their operation, but through your eyes.
Exactly. A fresh perspective.
Okay, cool. So speaking of reports, our source material talks about how detailed they are.
Yeah. You're not just checking boxes here.
You're really providing valuable feedback.
Exactly.
So it's not just about you making money.
No.
Right? You're actually helping businesses improve.
You're making a difference.
Yeah.
There's a story here about a mystery shopper who had a phenomenal experience at a restaurant.
Okay.
And their detailed report about the server led to that server getting a promotion and a bonus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So it's like a win-win.
Exactly.
The business gets valuable feedback and the employees get recognized for their hard work.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we've covered what mystery shopping is, the earning potential, the flexibility, the need for organization, the fact that you can do it from home, and the feel-good factor of helping businesses improve.
Yeah.
What stands out to you as like the biggest takeaway?
Well, I think it's fascinating that everyday experiences can be turned into valuable insights.
I like that.
You know, you're not just a customer, you're a researcher. You're providing data that can lead to real tangible improvements.
Yeah, that's cool. So if you're out there and you're thinking about taking the plunge into mystery shopping, our source material mentions something called extended profiles.
Oh, yeah.
And these can help you land the higher paying gigs.
That's right.
So think about it. What are your passions? What are you good at?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a foodie and you love trying new restaurants,
yeah,
that could be your extended profile for scoring those high-paying dining gigs.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
It's a really cool field.
Well, hopefully this deep dive has given you a taste of what mystery shopping is all about. And now it's up to you to decide if it's the right side hustle for you Happy shopping, a happy shopping.